I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's been a mild winter and a milder spring, and as everything else has been happening early this year, the arrival of the spring migrants is no different. We'll tell you more about it coming up after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
Biologist Rich Bailey at DNR says some of the near migrants, which make an annual return to West Virginia, are already back and are getting started with their spring ritual.
To be honest, it's a little bit earlier this year than it's been in past years, as you might expect. It's been so warm the last few weeks. It's been one of the warmest Marches that I think most anyone can remember. And what we're seeing, more than long-distance migrants coming from South and Central America, we're seeing early arrival of our short and medium-distance migrants. So these are birds that spend the winter down in the southern United States.
And that includes some of the more popular birds we all enjoy.
Take hummingbirds, for example. Hummingbirds are starting to pop up in various places and mostly in states surrounding West Virginia, but it's just about any time that we're going to start seeing hummingbirds in the state, and that's definitely a couple weeks earlier than we would expect. And so folks have been asking me if they want to put up their hummingbird feeders, and I'm telling folks that now is a great time to put up your feeder because they're on the way and they're going to be here any minute.
And various other birds that migrate toward the southern United States are arriving every day as well. The birds, which make the longer migration route to Central and South America, are going to be rolling into our mountains around May. Those birds are returning to our hills for nesting, and they aren't wasting any time once they arrive.
Some migrants have already arrived, and they're already actually building their nests and laying their eggs. And there's one bird that a lot of folks might not know about. It's a little songbird called a pine warbler. And as you might suspect, it likes to hang out in pine trees. But it's already in the state actively nesting, and it spends the winter in the southern United States.
And the beauty of birds is it doesn't really matter where you are to enjoy them.
The great thing about bird watching, first of all, is it doesn't matter where you live. There's always something really neat that you can observe and see. And if you live in the city, if you're in Morgantown or Charleston or someplace like that, even in the middle of the city, there are migrants that will come and arrive and start singing kind of a arrival of spring.
And keep an eye out for the seasonal visitors. They're coming into your backyard every day more and more, and they've made a long trip to be there, so take time to enjoy them. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.